is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian and Gard.
And Mark.
Gardner joining us from LibertyConspiracy.com. Head over there, get more of Gard and his podcast, LibertyConspiracy.com. Our website is freetalklive.com. That allows you to actually influence the stuff we will talk about on the air. You can go and submit different show prep suggestions from across the interwebs. Submit news articles, videos, blog posts, whatever it is that you think is pretty cool. You submit it to the website. Other listeners will vote and determine whether or not they think it's pretty cool. And if so, if they vote enough and often enough, then that particular item will make it to the top and the front of our website at freetalklive.com. And it's free, just like all the features on our website, unlike those other talk shows that want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is free. So enjoy over at freetalklive.com. Now, Gardner, we've been talking about immigration here tonight. We read a great article from Glenn Jacobs, available over at lewrockwell.com. And you apparently have been in discussions with some family members recently. Mark, you also, I think, talked to your mother as well. And you guys have had some, I guess, interesting conversations that you wanted to relate, at least some of the content.
Sure. Yeah, well, you know, today I was overboard, just trying to get a few things done in their cafeteria.
You went over the border!
That's right, I was over the border. We did a skit one time about the Borders Protection Initiative with our fake politician. He's like, I've spearheaded an initiative to protect our borders. Really, what'll it do? It'll outlaw Barnes & Noble in the Philippines, the Guam, and the United States. Because I like borders better. And this competition. Anyway, so I'm in there. I'm in the cafe, and I'm, you know, I've got my chocolate chip, and they happen to come up from Massachusetts. They crossed our borders here. So,
this is an aunt, aunt and uncle.
Yeah, my aunt and uncle. Yeah, my mother's brother and his wife. And so they're you know, they're talking to me, and I can't seem to get them to understand.
And were they meeting you there, or just happened to
bumped into each other?
Okay, got
you. And so I can't seem to get them to understand on two issues. One is the supposed war on terror and the Islamic threat that they see. And they continually say, and I've mentioned it here before, just briefly I'll mention what they're saying because I can't get them to understand. They're saying, I said, so what are the Islamic terrorists trying to do? Well, they want to bring down America. Okay, what does that mean? Well, you know, they want to destroy us. Okay, you're just rephrasing it in a different way. What does that mean? Well, you know, they want to take over. They want to make everybody Islamic. Oh, I see. And you know,
and how will they do that?
Yes, and so how will they do that? They have no invading army. They have no air force. What are they going to do? These are terrorist attacks. What? How is that going to bring down America?
Well, you can't ask too many questions of these people because they don't actually have a firm understanding of these issues or a belief system that backs it up. They just have talking points that they've heard through emails and things like that.
For a little while, you sort of feel like you're on ice in the wintertime and you're sort of getting there. You're like, I'm getting there. I'm almost to the bus. I'm almost there. Okay. So then she says, well, then her mind switches gears. They're going to get everybody to convert to Islam.
Well, is such an attractive religion that everybody would want to convert to it if exposed to it, then what the heck is the problem?
Well, this is the thing. I said, so by killing Americans, they're making a great case to convert to Islam. They're making friends. I said, do you understand that you've got these opposing ideas in your head? And she wouldn't. She didn't get it. And then they're talking about the immigration thing.
What she really means, you know, just speaking from what I believe that I hear, is that they're going to breed like cockroaches. Come on. You get them over here, and they're going to have six babies apiece. And what are you going to do with that? We're Americans, real Americans. Real Americans, you know what I mean, we aren't having babies but like 1.2 babies per couple. So
right, so they're going to come over here, and then they're going to have a bunch of babies, and then they're going to take over the government.
This was the same thing they said about the Catholics, 100 years ago, 75 years ago.
And Mark, they'll have babies with our women.
And then they're going to take over the government, and then they're going to force their Sharia law on everybody, and then they'll force you to be
I got a board that said exactly that.
This is the kind of stuff. And then
the reason why that would fly, right, is because that they're very law-abiding citizens. So, of course, if they legitimately won elections and took over and imposed their Sharia law, well, the right thing to do, as we determined earlier, would be to obey. I mean, clearly it's the right thing to do to obey all the laws. So these people are scared that they'll come in, use the system to take over the system, and then enforce some new set of diktats on them that they won't like. But they'll do it anyway because, well, it's the law, and so therefore it's, even though we disagree with it, it must be right to obey the Sharia law if it was legitimately elected. I mean, if they elected their Sharia law people and they force it on all of us, then clearly we have to obey it. Isn't that where they're coming from?
That's it. If they get in
because they would never consider not obeying.
If they get the power, if those radical Islamists get in charge of the government, then they'll turn us all into this.
I'd like to point out that the radical Islamists don't actually have control of the government in most of the places that they'll point out.
That's right.
The Taliban only had control briefly in Afghanistan, and now they're essentially, there's only a few thousand of these people. The Wahhabists are tolerated by the Sauds in Saudi Arabia. They don't actually control the government. The government just doesn't care because so many of the government just wants the oil.
But Mark, don't you understand that people are going to...
But in the places like Turkey and Egypt and things like that where they actually have real governments, those people aren't in control there.
Well,
women don't have to walk around in paper bags.
And you know, it's funny because when you're in a talk radio situation, it's very easy to just let off my steam. You know, like, this is so frustrating. To turn into something constructive, you know, I hopefully try to study this mentality and say, how can we as freedom loving people try to convince these people? And maybe some of them are listening right now. And you know, I don't want to be harsh, but it just drives me out of my mind. It's so frustrating. And then you got the immigration thing.
Especially when it's people you care about.
It might sound argumentative, but I'm not. It's not a personal dislike or anything like that. But, you know, here we got to start bat these things
but
around.
But that's how politics has turned. How politics is.
Right.
Because politics is the business of using a coercive organization, the government,
perfectly stated,
to get what you want. And so I can want immigrants in this country. You cannot want immigrants
in this country. And now we're enemies. Now we're arguing.
We have to be enemies because, in fact, we are. The law says that we must use the same apparatus to get what we want. You can't just say, ain't no immigrants coming on my property, I shoot them. And I can't say, welcome immigrants, come have dinner with me or whatever, because we don't actually have sovereign control of our own property. The government does, and the government is there like it's like a gun in the room. And what are you going to do if you've got 20 people in a room and there's one gun? Everybody's going to say, holy crap, there's a gun in here. We can't let the other guy have the gun.
Right.
They're all going to, suddenly it changes the whole dynamic.
Yeah, perfect. Before you go on with the immigration portion of the discussion,
sure.
I've just been thinking.
In the room. We couldn't just leave the room.
I've just been thinking about this idea that the reason why Americans are so afraid of they're going to come here and they're going to take over and they're going to enforce their Sharia law on us. The reason why they're so afraid, as I pointed out, is because they're so pathetic. Because Americans are so sadly obedient. They'll go along with whatever comes of, oh, we hate this Obamacare, but we're too scared to do anything besides go ahead and jump through the hoops. So can you
sign me I'm going to sign a petition.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to go to a rally. That's all they've got.
And I'm just
imagining, you know, were they to actually get control? I mean, Mark, you pointed out that in these other countries they don't have control. But were they to actually be successful in this scary scenario that everybody's so afraid of? Can you imagine American women go ahead putting on some burkas? I mean, they go, oh, man, we sure don't like doing this, but we can't even speak out now because of Sharia law, so we'll just be quiet and we'll quietly put on our burkas. I mean, they won the election. That's just the system.
It's the law.
When
I was a kid, my dad used to say, "Guard lex mala lex nulla," and I was like, "What do you mean?" Yeah, and he'd say, "Bad law is no law," and if you look at it, all law is predicated. The existence of government is predicated on theft, in order to exist.
There's more
it must take from you, so it's bad law.
800-259-9231. But it's good law if it comes from America. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills at as little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. For Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. Our webcam is one of those features. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. And you can interact with our other listeners, because not only can you watch and listen to the show on our webcam, but you can also chat at the same time, as our chat room is built into the same page. And due to popular demand, we have gone back to the old chat client. Some people don't like it. We can't make everybody happy.
I don't like it.
You don't like the older one? You don't like the one we've currently got?
Yeah, I don't like the current one.
Yeah, apparently it's breaking your web browser or something like that.
Too much for my computer to handle.
But, you know, we're back to it. You can use the newer one, which is a lesser, it is not as burdensome on your computer. That's still an option for you. It's in the help file there on the cam page. But go to cam.freetalklive.com and enjoy the free webcam. Audio sounds great. The picture looks fantastic. Thanks to Sam over at obscuredtruth.com for hooking us up with some great help with the lighting department here. And it's all free. So head on over to cam.freetalklive.com and get interactive.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers.
Oh, by the way, they bring you the webcam, MemoryDealers.com.
That's right. The optical transceivers include SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPacks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. At up to 99% off of list price. They are your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com. Remember, memorydealers.com.
All right. The toll-free number again is 800-259-9231. As we continue here, you're welcome to dial in and bring up whatever you want. But we've been talking about a little family interaction here that you had, Gardner, with your aunt and uncle recently.
Good folks.
You happened to encounter them at a local bookstore and got into a discussion, number one, about terrorism.
Terrorism and then about immigration.
Then about immigration. So let's move to the immigration side of the discussion. What happened there?
Well, the immigration side of it, they were talking about how great it is what Arizona's doing and how ridiculous
it is. It's great that they're going to check IDs of any old buddy they want to, any old time, because that's what America's founded on.
And that the federal government was not doing its job and things like that. And I said, well, you know, you're both Christian people, and what do you think about having a government? And supposedly you believe in small government. The arguments we were making in the last hour, you know, you believe in small government, and yet you want the federal government to do this. You want to decrease the size of government in so many other areas because you say the federal government is crappy and it doesn't know what it's doing. And yet you want Barack Obama and his pals or whatever president comes after them to take care of the border, for God's sake. Like, okay.
Would Jesus, if this Christian thing's always interests me, because I don't understand the Christian stance.
It's so easy to corner them.
As it is, it pertains to government.
Yeah.
Who would Jesus keep out of the country? Who would Jesus force to stay in a third world cesspool?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what Jesus would do? Because Christians are Christ-like. The ones that aren't Christ-like are the Antichrist, as spoken about in the Revelations. Just read the book. Look, I'm not calling you Antichrists. The guy who wrote Revelations is.
Mm. Yeah.
So read your book, the one you claim is the truth, and you will realize that this government here, the United States of America, is Antichrist.
So you're saying that a good Christian is somebody, but you're saying by their own terms, is somebody who attempts to emulate Christ, but
Christ-like. That's what Christian means.
So it's not just somebody who has accepted him as their savior, because that's typically what you hear. So, well, you can be a Christian, you just have to accept
Christ
as
your savior. There's been a lot of amendments to the Christian rules in the last 2,000 years, but Christians are supposed to act like Christ. They're supposed to be loving,
forgiving.
Right. They're supposed to believe that God has the world in his hands and he can control that. All you're supposed to do, Mr. Christian, is act loving. God will take care of the rest. You don't need to stand on the border with a machine gun calling yourself a Minuteman, shooting anybody who comes across, enforcing the laws put together by men. Mm. You're supposed to obey the laws of God. And God said to love your neighbor as yourself.
That is awesome.
Stinking bigots.
That's excellent. I mean, what else can you say?
So what Mark did you say to the aunt and uncle about the Christian? You said you were a Christian.
Yeah,
so.
You know, and I talked about the mark of the beast and all these sorts of things. And I said, look, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, and I said, look, you know, you are creating the police state that you fear. Your fears of immigrants, your lack of understanding of free markets, and your, you know, as Mark says, I didn't say this explicitly, but I said, you know, you're not embracing the Christian ethic in any way whatsoever, and you are now, and I told them about a number of bills, like the biometric, you know, the data thing that mm-hmm. they want. And
ID card, national
yeah,
ID.
And instead of addressing the point, she's just going back and saying, well, our enemy is Barack Obama, and, you know, he's going to destroy this country, and it, you just can't – it's very difficult. Now they've got
it's
an
not
enemy.
A mark guard. It's a card.
Right. See, they've got an enemy in the White House now, and if they can show that he's not doing a good job on the borders, then that helps them get their guy in and get what they want done. It's very difficult. I just said, look, you know, I was going to give him a copy of my book. I have one left.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to give him the copy.
One left in your possession, but listeners could go to amazon.freetalklive.com and order Live Free or Die by Gardner
yes.
Goldsmith.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, it's just that, you know, it's got it all written down in there about the immigration thing. And, you know, we said it in the last hour, so I don't really need to repeat it, but I just said, look, you guys are very strict constitutionalists, at least you say you are, and you're undercutting your very arguments by doing this. You know, a lot of the arguments that you guys made. And I think if I had been able to have Mark next to me saying what he just said, it would have been great. You know,
I probably shouldn't have followed up with stinking bigots. That's no, not really any way to get anybody on your side.
It's very frustrating. And
it is.
Yeah. The thing that really bothers me is that it's really starting to pit and get many Americans into a mindset that is quite xenophobic,
mm-hmm.
and it's reaching a very, very bad level now, and it's taking over the whole Tea Party movement. The Tea Party movement is now a mixture of anti-immigrants and reduced government bureaucracy and taxation and bailouts. That's essentially and support Israel. Or whatever, you know, fight terrorism. That's essentially what the Tea Party is, and that's not the way it started, as we know. And these people think that they are the radicals. They are really coming to the chase. So anyway, that's
they're
pretty
radical.
Much all I have to say about it. It's just
well, they are radical in that they want to treat human beings like dogs and cage them and you know reject them from this place and treat them just awful. I think that's pretty radical.
Here's a question: why is it that people who supposedly believe in Christianity and you know whatever you know religion to them religion is for them it's their personal salvation in many cases.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Okay. Why is it that they have to put government above God in most cases? They need government. They need to have government telling people what to do or what not to do. They can't just trust their religion and their free association with others. They've got to do exactly that which the Bible says you should not. Steal from people and coerce people through government in order to ensure that people aren't stealing and coercing from each other.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CII toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose, and healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2444. Or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are for free, so enjoy those. And those features include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page of our website, and you can click back into the podcast, go all the way to 2009, beginning of 2009, free at freetalklive.com. Coming up in just over a couple weeks here, June 24th through the 27th, it's going to be the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010. The beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire, Rogers Campground. Just called today to double check on the campsite, make sure that everything was all squared away. And it's going to be a great time. Guard, you're going to be up there at some point during the weekend, as I understand it. And, of course, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live, so I hope that you'll take some time out and sit down with us from our live broadcast. And I think you're going to be hosting – are you going to be a judge at the – what did they call it? The Soapbox Idol.
Soapbox Idol. It's going to be a blast. Same judges as last year.
What was it last year? For our listeners that don't know, what is Soapbox Idol?
Okay. Well, what they do is it's sort of like a take on American Idol, except in this case, people get up with a rant of X number of minutes. I don't remember what the limit is.
Mm-hmm.
And then I and Chris Lawless and Angela Keaton get to be the judges. And apparently last year they wanted me to be the Simon Cowell character. So I was supposed to be really nasty.
They picked the wrong one for that.
I know. I was like, I'm just genetically not inclined to be nasty. I'm just going to be friendly to you all the time, you know. So I had to sort of pretend that I was Simon. I put on an accent and stuff. And it was hilarious. They're serving wine to us and everything. And it was funny because Angela, her microphone thing kept, like, knocking over her little glass of wine.
Oh, God.
and it would always get all over my notes. So I couldn't. I was like ripping the pages.
She was also a little tipsy.
It was so funny. It was
Angela Keaton, by the way, from antiwar.com. So we're talking about. She'll be back this year.
Yeah, it is going to be great. And I spoke to them. We'll see. Yeah, it's going to be a good time. I might end up doing something beforehand. It depends on the schedule. I have to work and I have to get so I can't be up there. I really want to see you guys do the show live.
But we'll be there every night. We'll be live every single night. There's so much going on. The best part, of course, is not the celebrities, not the people like Michael Badnarik, who may be coming up and speaking. I don't know if he's been nailed down yet. They still have to sell some more tickets to make sure that he makes it there. But we know that Stefan Molyneux is coming from Free Domain Radio. I think he's doing the opening speech. I'm not positive which one it is, but he'll be up there. Gary Johnson, who's the former governor of New Mexico, of just a vehement anti-drug war proponent, who came out of the closet against the war on drugs while he was politically in office, and actually I think won a re-election after he came out against the war on drugs, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, he'll be there giving the closing speech. And Mark Stevens from MarkStevens.net is scheduled. I believe they've sold enough tickets, or they're really close to selling enough tickets to get Mark Stevens up there for a day-long seminar about adventures in legal land and dealing with the insane judicial system and some interesting tactics. So he's going to be there. So the celebrities are great, but the real reason to come up is the people. Just the regular folks that are going to be there who are, and so many of them are superstar activists, celebrities in their own right. People that you hear about on this radio program, the activists that are up here putting their freedom on the line, in some cases in civil disobedience, or getting out there and breaking new ground in the political arena, like they just recently, a free stater put forth a piece of legislation in New Hampshire that legalized all knives, except for felons. But if you want to carry a switchblade...
No, I think that felons can...
Felons can carry knives now? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I couldn't have a sword cane.
But you can carry a switchblade?
I don't see why not.
That's great. Well, and anyway, legalized all knives. So, I mean, so there have been some wonderful successes
here. I can't have a bag with marbles in it.
You'll be able to meet all kinds of interesting people.
Is that what they call that?
You'll be able to camp out with them. You'll be able to camp out, hang out, recreate in various different ways. Family events, everything from family events to big gay Buzz's dance party or Buzz's big gay dance party.
Yeah, Osborne's going to be up.
Jason Osborne from SACL CAI.
My understanding, there's an 80s dance party going on too.
Yeah, so all kinds of fun stuff. Scavenger hunt.
Hikes.
Yeah. Wow. So go to porkfest2010.com to get registered. P-O-R-C. That's pork with a C. Porkfest2010.com. Not too late. Last number I saw, 499 people registered for this year. Of course, there's still a couple more weeks to get registered in advance. If you don't do it in advance, you can still buy a ticket the day of that you happen to come up. And as I also understand it, that 499 number is more this year than was registered previously last year. We still have a couple weeks to go. So it's going to be a record-setting event. It's going to be a lot of fun. Porkfest2010.com. Get signed up. We'll see you there. Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Wayne, listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Hello, Wayne. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'd just like to know if one thing that the government gets involved in that turns out good.
Well, it's a tough question to answer, and basically I love asking that same question to other people. There are things the government's managed to do better than other things.
Other things the government has done?
Right, other things the government has done.
And there are things
that
you'll
screw
see...
up something like the government.
And there are things that you'll see the government can do that would look immediately good, but you won't be able to see what could have happened if the government had not already taken things from people in order to get that good thing.
The seen and the unseen.
Exactly. That's one of the key problems of government programs.
Do you have an answer to your own question, Wayne, or were you just asking us?
No, I don't. I built a house, and I made payments on it for 3 years to find out I got to carry flood insurance. My flood insurance is $5,300 a year.
Woo! Oh,
well,
man.
Yeah. How can that even be justified with 53? That's more than health insurance.
Yeah,
it won't be.
That's crazy.
Once they pass the law that everybody's got to have health insurance, it won't be cheaper than health insurance. But,
oh, yeah. I mean, that'll drive it up.
It's just everything they do backfires. I mean, they passed that law years ago. Plain air was that all their manufacturers had to fix the Clean Air Act, which it caused everybody to move overseas, but yet The United States is the only one trying to do anything with the ozone.
Your statement is correct.
The United States is the only one to do it.
Wayne, you're absolutely spot on here tonight, and that is that the government creates unintended consequences when it does something. Frequently, when a government program is created, it never stays in its original intentions. The bureaucrats are constantly trying to expand its purview, expand its funding, expand the things that it does. And as you know, the government is always inefficient at what it does because it doesn't have the appropriate market signals. It doesn't have the market incentives like other organizations, whether they be private charities or private businesses or individuals operating on their own. These are people who have incentives because, well, they can't expect the money to come in like the government does. So another way to ask the question that you're asking, and Harry Brown did this during his presidential campaign in the year 2000, when he would travel around to different places speaking to people, he would ask them this question. He would say, "What's your favorite government program?" And people would think, and they think, and they think, and they think. And even if they could come up with one, he'd then ask him something like this. "Well, would you be willing to trade your favorite government program to get rid of the income tax?" Like, if you could get rid of all the crap government nonsense, because most people, they couldn't think of an answer to the question. And if they did come up with something like, you know, the National Weather Service.
NASA.
Or NASA, which is NPR. On its own, in its own right, you know, wasteful and bloated and awful. So what's your favorite government program is a good way to ask that question. That'll get people really cranking and trying to think, well, do I like any government program?
No. I can't think of any.
Yeah, exactly. So I hope that answers your question.
Yes. And right. I love y'all's show.
Wayne, we're glad you're out there. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Call WVTS and thank them for airing the weekday version of the show, because they're only taking an hour of our weekday show, and we sure would like them to take all 3 hours. And Dave Evans over there is a great program director, and I'm sure he'd appreciate hearing from you.
So, Wayne, I wanted to talk really briefly about sort of the government's ability to run a program well. And how about NPR, Gardner? This is the best success story I can come up with for government, is that, well, they managed to make this national public radio thing, and now it's funding itself only 10% by the government. 90% of it comes from donors like you. And it seems to me they put out a pretty good product, and I think that they could probably just do away with that last 10%. If the government just pulled the rug out from underneath them, they'd stay in business. There's no doubt in my mind.
Give it a test.
We'll come back with more. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Even in these remaining moments, there's enough time for your call at 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Gard.
And Mark. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those. And if you like this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote the show. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. And we just suggested to Wayne a moment ago that he call his local talk radio station and thank them, because there are 79 radio transmitters that we air on from coast to coast, some trailblazing radio stations picking up this unusual program that just doesn't fit the typical talk radio mold. Good on them, and they hopefully will be gently encouraged by listeners like you to take more Free Talk Live, because we offer a full 18 broadcastable hours every single week, Monday through Saturday. So if they currently run your show in your local market, call them up and just thank them. You know, let them know that you appreciate it, and then ask them nice like for some more coverage. If you don't get the show, as most of you probably do not, call your favorite talk station and let them know that you'd like to hear some Free Talk Live. And we've got suggestions on how to go about doing stuff like that, as well as banners that you can put up on your website and other things that you can do to promote us, like with flyering and things like that, over at promote.freetalklive.com. That's promote.freetalklive.com. Let's go to I Am Man calling from Tennessee. I Am Man, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello?
I Am Man.
Did we get your name right?
No, just I Man.
I Man.
There you go.
What's on your mind tonight, I Man?
I was just calling. It was just good to hear some sanity on the radio.
What, you're listening to the radio?
Well, I happened to hear you one night in this area in Jackson, Tennessee. You come on Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, sir, we certainly are. We're on the TJ network there on a cluster of four great radio stations, three FMs, one AM, and they all simulcast the same signal, and thank goodness. In fact, just got news today that they're going to start taking us on Friday nights for an hour as well. So
that's good.
You get a little bit more of us there soon. What was on your mind tonight?
Well, I just heard you talking about the immigration, and I say the same thing. I say let them in by the light of day, let them leave by the light of day. I saw some documentary or something on Link TV showing that the fence makes them stay here when about 50% of them want to, you know, go back home.
Yeah, they want to migrate. That's why they're called migrant workers.
And like you people say, you know, we're supposed to be about freedom.
Yeah.
That's what gets me about these people that, like you were talking about, they say they want less government, but do they really?
Nope.
Well, I'd like to ask y'all, you know, you say that, what is I've only listened to y'all about four or five times now. What is your view on government? No government or the...
Well, government, now the three people on the show here tonight, and I'll go ahead and field
okay,
that for,
I mean, yeah, each one of y'all, but.
For myself. I think you'll find that our views are similar. But my view is that government is an agency of coercive force. It's a violent monopoly, as even Barack Obama recently admitted on television. It's the violent monopoly. And I don't appreciate violence being used in human relationships. I think that violence is the realm of the criminal. Violence is what somebody uses to force their way upon others, and that's what government is. It is force, and I think it's wrong in every single case to use force against other people unless they first have chosen to use force against you. So force is appropriate if you're defending yourself, but in the case of the government, it's always aggressive force because the government either wants you to not do what you are doing or to do what you aren't doing or to pay them for doing what it is that you're doing. And if you don't do what they want you to do or you don't follow their edicts and their diktats, then they're going to put you in a cage. And so I have no use for the idea of a coercive government. Gardner, can you field that one?
Yeah, I think it's, and thanks so much. It's a great question, and I feel the same way as Ian. And I used to be a small government guy when I was a teenager and believe that you had a right to be left alone by me, and I have a right to be left alone by you, just like some of the great philosophers who inspired the Founding Fathers. I thought the Constitution was a great document to sort of stop this from happening and that decentralized, smaller pockets of government were good. And then I started to look into it a little more, and I thought, well, now, wait a minute. If I have a right to be left alone and I have a right to my property and the fruits of my labor, then how is it that the entity that is created to protect my property and my fruits, the fruits of my labor from other people, has a right to come and take as much as it wants? It seemed to me that that was really an excuse for gangsterism. It was just a big gang. And the more I looked at it, I realized if I believe that my neighbor is smart enough to take care of his life and I'm smart enough to take care of my life and we can voluntarily help each other out, we don't need government to come up and push people around. We can come up with our own rules.
Hey, gentlemen, what do you say about, I talk about this a lot, that the war on drugs has devastated the black community.
Oh, yeah. Why it's devastating everybody.
People do not, yeah, but no, look at the numbers in the back. Hey, if y'all don't mind, go to prisonsucks.com and look at the numbers of incarceration. You can see this one page, it comes up super quick. Look at those numbers for incarcerations.
Oh, yeah, the
United States. Males, 11,000 out of every 100,000 of them in the population between. To age 25, I think, and 29.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they've in that article of the New York Times.
The war on drugs is incredibly destructive, not just to certainly to the black community, but to the entire country and the world as a whole. It's an insane fight against our brothers and sisters. I mean, in our friends and our family members.
What do you gentlemen say about black? I hardly hear black leaders speaking out on this. Do you? I'm in just this small town, but. I never hear anybody speaking out about it all in the black communities.
No, I don't think that most people in the black communities have even considered the idea of legalizations of drugs. I don't know why. I don't think the message is getting there.
There's a real conservative,
socially conservative. They're very socially conservative. Yeah. They tend to be socially conservative on just about every issue.
But in general, people aren't talking about drug legalization.
The black leaders, quote unquote, black leaders. That's all.
It's such a big issue. It's one of those, I think, one of the most important issues of our time. And when it comes up, there are some really persuasive people out there who are discussing these issues, but they generally don't get much traction. Things are slowly moving in the right direction with marijuana in some places, with California about ready to maybe legalize it for recreational use. So it's
legalize it all.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Absolutely. That's the
so
only way.
What?
Absolutely right. The only way the violence will end. Only way the violence is going to end is by legalizing all drugs. And I mean prescription drugs, too. I mean getting rid of prescription process.
I mean, any drug, let it go. I mean, so what? What's the Abraham Lincoln quote? Prohibition goes beyond the bounds of reason. All right, well, good talking, y'all.
Hey, I-Man, before you go, give the TJ Network a call when you get a chance and talk to Ron Haney and thank him for airing Free Talk Live.
Hey, I will, gentlemen, but listen to this. They got a radio host. The guy won't even let me on the air.
Oh, find out their business line. Find out their business line somehow. You know, just look them up online.
Okay,
if you can find their business.
I will. I'm trying to talk to them a little bit. But
really?
Well, that's how those guys are. I mean, most of the typical talk show hosts are very heavy on their call screening, and they will screen out anybody that's going to challenge their belief system or challenge their viewpoint or challenge what they're saying on the air. They just want to hear the choir. They just want to hear people rah-rahing them. And,
hey, gentlemen.
It's typical.
Ian, or whatever your name is, you're exactly right. But listen to this. We have a radio station here that takes any calls, no call screeners. You can bring up any subject.
Wow.
The guy will take you on anything.
Well, that's how we are on this show. That's what Free Talk Live is all about, open phones all the time. And I thank you, I-Man. We look forward to hearing from you again, and thanks for listening out there in Tennessee. And listen for us this Friday night. They're going to start us up. It's going to take an hour, I think, from 7 to 8 Central Time on the TJ Network there in the Jackson area. So that's great news. As we continue here, we go to Derek in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Derek on the amp line.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Derek.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Derek? Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say that the whole, you know, stuff going on with illegal immigration, as a restaurant owner, illegal immigrants make my life so easy.
How so?
Oh, because, you know, I live in San Diego, so we're 8 miles away from the border where the restaurant is, and I can hire these people to work for less money than any college kid would in my kitchen, and I have to pay workman's comp, I have to pay half their Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, all the other taxes and rigmarole that I have to go through if I was going to hire just another
person. But wait a minute, aren't they stealing and raping and killing and you know, destroying your kitchen? And, you know, they're just trashy, awful people.
Every night, they're just trash in my kitchen. That's why I keep them employed.
aren't they intimidating your other employees and scaring your customers away with their evil brown ways?
No, we all speak Spanish at the restaurant, even though it's Turkish.
So hold on, you don't speak Spanish?
Everyone at the restaurant speaks Spanish.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, and it's a Turkish restaurant. Go figure, right?
That's funny.
But you see, you're being taken over. That's
being
the thing.
Taken over. The invading horde has come to the Donor Kebab restaurant.
Couple,
oh my goodness!
A couple great, refreshing phone calls.
Did you just name your restaurant on the air?
Yeah.
No. I gave the kind of cuisine.
Oh, okay, right on. I gotta make sure next time I'm out there, I gotta try to find your place, man.
Hey, call us again with some more restaurant stories. I know you've got them for us. Whether it's about the government inspections.
Those are fun people.
I want to hear about that. Call us back another time. We're out of time for tonight, but I appreciate it, Derek. Thank you for the call. And if you didn't make it on tonight, I apologize. Call tomorrow night. We'll get you in. So call early rather than later. Hey, it's been Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And we're done. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumiThinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumiThinPlus.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-622-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.